Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. Amid a national nursing shortage, a new study has found Montana is the 10th worst state for senior care staffing. Seniorly found 67.8% median staff turnover rate in the Treasure State. During a Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee hearing Tuesday, Senator Steve Daines criticized Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm for what he says is downplaying the Biden administration's indefinite pause in liquefied natural gas exports to study their impacts.
When will the study be completed?
Around the end of the year.
So what information could DOE find during the study that would cause it to deny all future export applications?
We're not in this to deny all future...
But I don't believe what you're saying on prima facie. I think there is a ideology here as clearly articulated in the White House own release. It says phase out fossil fuels, hashtag stop LNG. That seems to be a radical ideology now to go to zero fossil fuels.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
In 4-H, understanding how to be a champion of safety is crucial for the well-being of Montana's future leaders. Whether engaged in food and nutrition projects, working with livestock, or exploring one of the other 200 projects available, safety remains a top priority in 4-H.
Montana State Fund congratulates all Montana 4-H member spotlight nominees and thanks youth volunteers for helping grow a safer Montana. For agricultural safety resources or resources in your industry, visit safemt.com.
In the uncertainty of planting season, here's a sure thing. Firestone's Spring into Savings promotion. Head to Tire-Rama for instant savings. That's $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires and $300 off all eligible AD2 radial tires. Right then and there by purchasing two or more Firestone Ag tires. No gambles. Just a great deal until May 31st. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAg.com or contact your local Tire-Rama dealer.
The Office of Public Instruction is asking parents and families to complete a short survey on education savings accounts for students with special needs and disabilities to help it understand how many families may be interested in the program. About 14% of the student population in Montana, or about 21,000 children, receive special education. Baton Rouge H&E Equipment Services Incorporated has entered into an agreement to acquire Lewistown Rental and its affiliated rental properties in Havre, Glasgow, and Great Falls. They serve multiple end markets, including non-residential, industrial, and agriculture. Flathead County Commissioners approved the sale of 36.9 acres to the Lakeside County Water and Sewer District Tuesday. The property on Wiley Dyke Drive is being sold for $1.5 million, which is the same price the county paid for it last fall. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.